I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, here's hoping you're well and safe. Considering the spread of novel coronavirus and its consequences, we at HD Smartcast have compiled a list of our most popular episodes about the pandemic from January till today. These have been covered by some of HT Media's most renowned journalists. This is to give you an idea of the trajectory of the illness and how it has affected multiple sectors of our daily lives till date, so that you can make better informed decisions about your future. Welcome to our exclusive podcast, HT Media COVID-19 Audio Coverage.
Hi, I'm Sanchita Sharma. I'm the Health and Science Editor with the Hindustan Times. Welcome to my podcast, HealthWise. Each episode will bring you up to speed with the top of the mind health, science, and environment issues. You'll hear experts who will help you better understand policy and decipher jargon so that you can make the choices that work best for you. This week's episode is going to focus on the coronavirus outbreak in China, which has people running scared across the world. And with reason, the infection has crossed international boundaries and people who've never traveled to China are now down with the infection. The virus causes symptoms that range from fever, fatigue, dry cough, muscle ache, disability breathing. A few patients even report diarrhea and nausea, which is not seen in all patients. The new coronavirus kills about 2% of the people infected, with the death rate being much lower than the other coronavirus infections like MERS and SARS. What's hampering the effort to stop its spread is the virus's ability to spread quickly. It's even infecting hospital workers who have been disproportionately affected by the infection. Scientists the world over are now studying the virus and looking for clues for a vaccine to stop its spread. Today, we will speak to Dr. G. Arun Kumar, who is one of the country's leading virologists and the director of the Manipal Institute of Virology in Karnataka. He's going to tell us about virus behavior, what to expect from the new coronavirus, and how the disease is expected to evolve over the next few weeks. So let's call him.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Arun Kumar. So I'm going to ask you very, very basic questions about coronavirus.
Okay.
How is the novel coronavirus different from the other coronaviruses like MERS and SARS that have caused outbreaks before?
Coronaviruses are a large family of RNA viruses, and they got its name coronavirus because when this virus is seen under electron microscope, they appear like a crown. So from the crown shape, they got the name coronavirus. Including the new coronavirus, there are 7 coronaviruses cause infection in humans. Of them, 4 coronaviruses, they named as like NL63, 229E, OC43, and HKU1, cause very mild infection like a common cold. And these viruses are endemic in human population. However, there are 2 other coronaviruses called as SARS coronavirus, which has first appeared in China in 2003, and the MERS coronavirus, which was discovered in Saudi Arabia in 2012, caused severe disease with a very high mortality rate. So SARS coronavirus results in around 10% death. 1 in 10 person might die, and in case of MERS coronavirus, which is much more death, it's maybe coming to around 40% of death.
So in this case, the death rate, the mortality rate has been about 2%, a little less than 2%. So in this case, how deadly is the infection and how is it spreading? Is the way it's spreading the same as the other coronaviruses?
So the other coronavirus like MERS and SARS was not spreading as much as the current one. The current coronavirus is they can cause highly sustainable human-to-human spread in the community. So that is a major difference, even though the mortality is comparatively very, very low. So this, in terms of spread, it is something similar to the influenza H1N1, influenza A H1N1 virus. Mm-hmm. But in terms of mortality, it is appears to be more than the influenza. And how this is transmitting, this virus is transmitted through close contact with the infected person, through droplets, and also fomites. Fomites means the droplets of infected person may, rest on inanimate objects like table, door handle, etc. The virus can remain there for several hours.
So how long can it survive on surfaces like door handles, tabletops, shared spaces?
Exactly, for the novel coronavirus, we really don't know. But based on other coronaviruses, it is believed that at least 48 hours, virus can remain infectious on these solid surfaces.
So people in India, as you know, the three cases in Kerala have been contained so far. We've been, the state has done an excellent job. So what are the kind of precautions people here need to take? Should we just stick to hand washing? Do we need to start wearing masks? Because there's also a panic and people have started buying and hoarding masks.
So the best recommended ways to avoid people getting infected with this new virus is, frequent hand washing and not to touch face, nose, mouth, eyes without washing hands, and avoid contact with the sick people or people who are coughing or people who are having fever. When it comes to the use of masks, many people think that masks will protect them, and in fact the use of face masks gives a false security, but that is not true. The mask is required only if anyone is caring for a sick person, like healthcare workers or family or relatives, or anybody is caring for a sick person, or if the person is sick. If a person is sick, they should wear a mask so that they will not infect.
So right now, since there are no people sick in India, we don't really need masks. We need to observe very good hygiene.
Very good hygiene, and there is no role of mask in the public place.
Okay, I've been also getting a lot of messages on social media, WhatsApp, claiming that there's certain Ayurvedic and herbal remedies that work to protect infection. So is it true? Do Ayurvedic and alternative medicines and therapies, can they actually prevent infection?
There is no evidence for, there is no scientific evidence for such claims as of today.
Just the other day, we were told that it'll take at least 18 months. So there's nothing which is going to come to kind of handle the current outbreak. So what are the treatments available? What are doctors using now to treat people who've been diagnosed with the new coronavirus?
So as you said, there is no specific treatment is available in terms of drugs or any vaccine to prevent the infection. So the only way to manage the current cases are standard supportive care in the hospital with various ways, like people who are requiring ventilation, provide ventilation, oxygen supply, taking care of the fluid management, etc. The supportive care. And it has been shown that good supportive care reduces mortality significantly. If you look at India's influenza epidemiology, you will find that in the recent years, because India has really started testing for influenza only recently, and recent years we have seen summer outbreaks of influenza H1N1. So in that context, it is very, very difficult to say that the summer there won't be any transmission of respiratory viruses. So it is more than the climate, it's more the transmission dynamics like close contact with people, etc. So it is very early to say that the virus or the outbreak may not happen in the summer. So there must be, we have to wait and see that. There's no clear evidence for that.
Thank you, Dr. Arun Kumar, for a very insightful discussion. I hope you learned something new today and things are a little clearer about the virus. If you still have any queries or would like me to cover a certain health topic, do feel free to reach out to me. You can reach me at Sanchex, that is at SANCHX, or at HT Smartcast. We are available on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. Until next time, goodbye.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.